Okay, last time we spoke, this is going to be sort of a quick review, the Gemara says, of a very famous Mimra that we're all familiar with, and then we'll quickly review the Ein Yaakov, and then we're going to see Rav Kook and the Maharal. The Maharal will blow us away, probably because he says something you don't expect, and he tells you it's really important. Says the Gemara, we're on Baruch Zalat Amud Beis, Zalat Amud Bet, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Rav Lezer bar Amar Ravi Avina. Kol ha'omer tihila le'David shalosh pa'amim b'chol yom.
This was 2 years ago.
Like 4 ago. Muftach lo, because we stopped, we did tshuva for a while. Muftach lo shu ben olam haba. My tama. Did you hear this too? You did.
I think so.
Up the nun. And...
yeah. Well, the, I mean, ilay mamishum, what's the reason? What's so great about, well, we need to review this anyway. What's so great about this thing that's Muftach lo shu ben olam haba. Like, when you see that, you should, like, be on that. You know what I'm saying? When it says, if you say this 3 times a day, I promise you, you'll get olam haba. The person, I think, should...
Sorry. Stop worrying.
Start worrying?
No, they should be...
do that!
Well,
who
you to promise olam haba?
What?
Who you to promise olam haba?
Like Gemara says? So Gemara says, why? What's so great about... take one of them. What's so great about this? Right, if it's because there's an alphabet in it, right? So it's Ale Ashrei, B'chol Yom Avrechecha, you know.
By the way, it's Kufi Tet. That was frustrating. No one did that on this
what? Show. Not this one. Kuf Mem Hei. This is Kuf Mem Hei. Hodu L'Hashem is Kufi Tet.
No. Ashrei Tumim Meiderech.
Ah. Leit Leima Ashrei Tumim Meiderech. Tehillim Kufi Tet. De'atya B'tmanya Ape. Okay, that's the one we recall that we say at the Kever, right? I think I talked about that then. Ele mishum dichtiv bei potech et yadecha. What a funny thing. Umas.
No, it's just funny. I was like running somewhere and I was like.
Ele mishum dichtiv bei potech et yadecha masvi alechol chayraton. It says in it, potech et yadecha. So, leimar halal hagadol. Dichtiv bei. So then say halal hagadol. We say it's hodu l'Hashem. Notein lechem mechol basar. So if it's because the aleph bet, I've got a better aleph bet. If it's because of Poteach Yadecha, I have no Tein Lechem Bechol Basar. And the Maharal is going to point out that those are not the same. Right.
Why would you think it's the same?
Gemara seems to imply that they're the same. Say, well, what's whoop-de-doo? What's so great about Poteach Yadecha?
Must be Alechol Chayratzon. Tein Lechem Bechol Basar.
Seems the same, doesn't it? Is it the same?
Sounds the same.
Does it?
Poteach Yadecha is not... included in
wait, let's translate. Let's type the words, just because it's very relevant and very important.
Okay.
It is a very significant pasuk. You're supposed to have a special kavanah when you say it. Potech et yadecha umasbia lechol chai ratzon. What does that mean? We know the first part. Potech et yadecha.
Okay.
Right. This pasuk, I know what it means. Notein lechem lechol basar kilo lam chasto. Right. I need food. I got cashews. I am now full. Thanks God. Here we have potech et yadecha. You open your hands. Umasbia. Yeah.
Full.
He gives savua, right? He provides. Provides satiety. Masbia. Right? Satiation. Thank you. Lechol chai ratzon. Now translate that.
Every being at what it requires.
No.
What it needs. Once.
Well, here's the trick. Potech et yadecha I get. Why don't let's just stop it here? Umasbia lechol chai. Right? I open my hand. God opens up his hands and he gives every living thing. What does the word ratzon mean? Well, is the word ratzon a description? Is it an adjective defining kol chai? Umasbia lechol chai ratzon. Right?
Or God's will.
That's the way I've always read it.
Wait. Or, potech et yadecha, umasbia lechol chai, ratzon.
Ratzon Hashem.
Well, I didn't say what the ratzon was. He opens up his hands, and he gives every living thing. What is ratzon now? By the way, is it A or B now?
According to his will.
Now you heard it this way. It's B.
Yeah.
Alright, so it's good you came to this thing, because now, it's, right? Okay, what's ratzon?
So is
his will
yes.
Or my will?
Ratzon
his will must be.
He gives me his will?
Yes, must be. Because otherwise not true.
Wow.
Otherwise not
awesome.
True.
Ratzon is desire.
I'm coming back. Okay, what?
Otherwise not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
If you say that he gives everything it's, according to its will...
I didn't say according to...
Give his ratzon.
I didn't say it gives according to Lefi ratzon.
That's it?
I said, Potech et yadecha umasbiya lechol chai ratzon.
Okay, I'm going to say, what's ratzon?
I don't know.
I'm saying, if it's
not... Masbiya lechol chai et haratzon?
Masbiya lechol chai...
Ratzon is what he's giving him?
Sounds like the object. Correct.
That, correct.
It's certainly, it's certainly a legitimate interpretation of the Pasuk. Would you not agree?
Yes. Yeah.
But it has problems because it's not true.
It sounds more likely to me than Masbiya L'chol Chai Ratzon.
What does that mean?
Right, what does that mean? Masbiya L'chol Chai Ratzon, every desirous living being? That seems much less likely. We're back on Ashrei.
So I'm saying, the bottom line is that animals don't always get what they need.
Oh, you know, that reminds me of the end of benching. There's a pasuk that says, "Now he did gum that comes to the no lazy seven as up."
That's rough.
There's a very, very
Rav Lau's brother doesn't say.
There was what?
Rav Lau's brother doesn't say that.
Oh, so I met. There was a member of my shul. His name was Dr. Kamaitis, who was a child that was hidden in a convent during the Holocaust. He says, "I don't say that pasuk."
Rav Lau.
His brother doesn't say it either. Interesting.
I think so.
I never heard that. Why? Siska's not sure. How can you say it? Lo ra'iti tzedek ne'ezav. Watch it with my eyes. That's not for us to say. Nonetheless, but how can you say masbiya l'chol chai ratzon? Maybe it is. Ratzon, you're right, people don't get what they want. How does the scroll teach it? What is the translation? Open up the Arab scroll for a second and turn to any Ashrei.
The scroll, the
Halakha scroll.
Why do you say what you want? What's ratzon got to do with what you want as opposed to what you need?
Ratzon is
desire.
What is ratzon?
That's your desire to...
Now, by the way, now you know why it's impossible to translate this pasuk. Because it implies all of the above, probably. Yes, go for it.
You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
Satisfy the desire. He's translating it as... Umasbiya ritzon kol chai.
Yes.
But that's not what the pasuk says.
That again,
it says, potech et yadecha umasbiya lechol
chai ritzon.
Umasbiya lechol chai ritzon.
Right.
You understand? Yeah, please. Thank you. Anyway, so now that we stopped on that, it's the fact that the Gemara says, notein lechem lechol basar and potech et yadecha umasbiya lechol chai ritzon, the same thing, seems at face value problematic. Really? Those are the same? I don't think so. Those seem very different. Anyway, elamishum de'i beitarte. Rather, the Gemara says, this one has both. Okay? That this is, there's something unique about this. And the fact that it has both makes it unbelievably special. Ad kidekach, when you say it three times a day, you get olam haba. Which leaves us only to wonder, which all the mefarshim are going to stop on, what's so significant about that? Meaning, it's not just that it has both. Because if it was just that it has both, then Chazal would say, you know, say Kuf Yud Tet, say what's the other one? Kuf Lamed Vav, and then you get three times a day. But the fact that it has both means that tells you something unique about the Perek itself. The fact that the Perek combines these two elements tells you something. And obviously what we have to try to understand is, what is it? What are these two elements that are indicated by the Aleph Bet plus Potech Et Yadecha that make this such an important parak that you have to say it three times a day? And if you do so, you promise, you're promised to get Olam Haba. Okay. Next thing, the Gemara says, This is irrelevant, you know, kind of like jumps out at you. There's no nun in Ashrei. Because it has in it the downfall of the euphemism, obviously, for a downfall of Israel. Shneimar nafla lo tosif kum b'tulat Yisrael. Nafla lo tosif kum b'tulat Yisrael. See, it depends. It's interesting. The interpretation of that verse is completely dependent upon where you put the phrase. Where you put the pause. Do you read it Nafla Lo Tosif Kum Betulat Yisrael, or do you read it Nafla Lo Tosif Kum Betulat Yisrael? And that's the distinction between whether we are eternally downtrodden or we will one day return and be redeemed. Okay, it all depends on a comma. It would be instructive to look at the trap, but okay. But Rav Amitaz Lahache, and this is exactly how they read it in the West. Nafla. Where, by the way, where's the West?
Israel,
right. The Babylonians read it depressingly. Right? They read it in the most negative possible light. The Israelis, they read it in the most positive possible light. Nafla velo tosif limpol od. Kum betulat Yisrael. Nafla velo tosif. Period. Kum betulat Yisrael. Okay? David returned, went back and relied and gave it sustenance, supported it. Okay, we don't have time to do the whole piece. So last time we did this, we discussed what's the significance about the three, connected to David, connected to Tefillah, and there are other significance to the three. And then we did the Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov, we're just gonna briefly say, we'll read it again. Okay, so read just so we get a sense of it, and then we're going to skip to the Rav Kook. Ein Yaakov, to skip to page 30. If you're keeping score at home, okay, you'll see the Hakotev, right top right column, top right Kotev, four lines from the bottom. Ulitaken, five lines from the bottom. Ulitaken Kol Zeh. To fix the whole problem. I'm gonna give you the solution into the following. There's two aspects of tefillah. I mean, there's two reasons for a person to daven. One is better than the other. The best one is to lesaper shvachav shel makom, ulaamin ki hu yachol al kol latet et kol shelot ha-shoel. God can give anything he wants, can supply anything he wants. God does everything. Every single thing. Every aspect, everything that exists in the world is because of God. Nothing exists without God. God supplies every aspect of every need that we have. Okay, that's A. Od b'china sheinit, v'hi rishonak v'yasar amonit. He says, but there's another aspect, there's another reason why people daven, and people think that this is the reason, the real reason why they daven. Okay, they think it's A, but really it's B, which is, shi'asagat tachlit mevukasho, it's getting what you need. Okay, so why do you daven? Reason A to daven is, the people think the reason I daven is because I'm somebody sick, I need to give them refuah, I need parnasa, I need whatever I need. He says, that's why most people daven. That's true, but it's reason B. Reason A why people should daven is because you pray, you acknowledge God's complete and total dominion in the world. Page 30. Do you remember? 1, 2, 3, get 4.
Acknowledge or connect?
The Saper Shvachav. Which one is that? Declare. Pledge allegiance. Okay?
Page 30. Mm-hmm. Get that from
which is better? Which is more significant? Which is more important?
A.
A. That's what he says. Most people don't understand that A is more significant than B. They pray for things. We usually pray for things when we need things. But the most significant prayer is the prayer when we, I would say, when we...
Yeah.
What? Submit. Right.
Yourself, you
can't rely on
yourself.
Right. Okay. One second. I'm just going to my next underline. I'm going to skip to the next column under there, right hand, the next, like where the arrow is. Okay. It says the following. Second line at the after the brackets. Bein yitain lo she'ilato, bein lo yitain lo hamaskil ba'etahi yidom. Whether you, and therefore, when a person prays, the goal isn't just to get what you want. Because whether you get it or not, you are silent. God's knowledge, God's thoughts are deep, meaning fundamental. God knows why you don't get what you want.
And break your heart.
And break your heart is broken. Broken. And he understands that it's all for the good. Okay. Umizot ha'atza'ah. Based on this distinction, na'amod al-goda ma'alata korei t'ilal l'da b'ikonu t'filato v'achareha. He says, you daven before, you say t'ilal did before and after. Yan. Hayot klal mizmor l'sapel gadol ma'alato. He says, if you look at Ashrei, in Ashrei you don't ask for anything. What do we ask for in Ashrei? Nothing. That's the essence of Ashrei. Why? So the point of Ashrei is to imbue into us this notion that when I pray for something, sure, I'm asking for something, but really, first and foremost, I'm declaring Kadosh Baruch Hu is the all-powerful, all-important, all-significant, and that's more important to me in my tefillah than the other way.
I mean, all basically that. We don't ask for anything. Just say, God's great.
Right.
Right.
Just focus, the focus is
acknowledging that he's can provide.
Correct. But is it because I'm asking for it, or is it because I submit? I'm subjugating myself to the whim of God, who is determining and deciding, you know, that whether I get or not, and whether I get or not. I want it, but maybe I don't need it.
Do you have a hallelujah that you would ask for something and change God's mind?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
What do you got for someone sick?
What happened? God wanted to give us the rain. Didn't you see the midrash? Hear the midrash about
God
wanted to give us the rain. He didn't give us the rain. Why didn't he give us the rain? He wanted us to daven for it.
Exactly.
So,
but you're not davening to change his mind.
What did Moshe do?
I'm not going there. Can I choose not to go there? Because I will get bogged down. Okay. Let's read on. Ki ken misha korei. Last line on that column. Misha korei zem is more kodesh tefilatov kesharia. Ki holech bederech ha'ish maskil. He is choosing the intelligent path. He's making the main point. He is in his davening, faith in God. He's not just simply asking for things that he needs. A man like this, you're not davening for what you're asking for. Alright, I'm also asking for that, but that's not what I davening is about. It's a person like that, who can throw off his back his own personal needs and relate to tefillah in that way, muvtach lo biyom hi valdo shu ben olam haba. So he says, well, it isn't just the saying of the Ashrei three times a day, but instead, what is the meaning of the Ashrei three times a day? And he goes on to explain why it's the Aleph Bet. Aleph Bet is the idea of that Hashem is everything. Right? The Aleph Bet is from the creation. We're going to see this in real quick also. The alphabet is creation, right? And he says, and the whole Ashrei is broad and general. And you add to that, what's Potech et Yadecha? The one pasuk is saying, Potech et Yadecha masbi'a l'chokha ratzon. That God, you give me everything I need. You didn't even ask for anything. Like the important pasuk, what do we ask for in that? It's interesting. It goes back to the discussion that we had. What did you ask for? In essence, you asked for, like if we read it the way we read it, not maspiya ritzon kol chai, not what I want, but you give me. What does God give me? He opens up his hands and gives me
desire. What you think is right?
The desire
to connect to you. What you want? Ratzon is the desire to connect to Hashem.
I read it. Maspiya lechol chai gives me the desire to have what I need. Maspiya lechol chai ratzon. I like it. I can leave it.
I don't understand what you're saying. Desire to have what I need.
Not only what I need, what any creature needs.
Next. Okay, next. Skip to now on your dial.
When sometimes not reading.
If you're keeping score at home. 29,
30, 31. Not getting to me.
In Ayah, still have a group in the cell. Okay. I'm Rav Adabar Avina Kol Amitil Ali Gimpa Biyomram. Skip to Hachana. You guys, everyone see where I am?
Hachana?
Right here. Hachana. Page 31. Right there. No? Page 31. You see the page numbers? They're my dumb page numbers. You got it?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, page, but you don't have the place on the page yet.
Okay. Chaf Aleph, see where it says Ot Chaf Aleph? Mm-hmm. Skip the bold, right there. Ha Hachana.
Thank you.
Great. Ha Hachana Shiachina Adam et Atzmo El Shlimut Amitit. Tiyebe Emsaut Shnei Dvarim. Okay, the way you prepare yourselves for a complete shleimut is two ways. Echad, she'ir lo or haseichel hanovea mehatorah kedosha ledat et kono. Use your seichel, okay, that comes from the Torah to know your Creator. Vabet, shelo yelo mafriya mitidot haolam hazeh. Okay, one, use your seichel. Two, don't get bogged down by hakol, you know, stuff like that. Okay. Even somebody who is guided by the light of Seichel. You can be pulled asunder, you can be pulled away from this pursuit of God by your
poverty.
Tirdot ha-matridot oto. The troubles that trouble you. The things that bug you. How would you want to translate that? Tirdot ha-matridot oto.
It's not Soros.
It's your, like, your mundane. The concerns of the mundane. The everyday. Anxiety. Stress. Very good. Okay, tirda. It's not very good. Anxiety. You mean, how am I going to do this? So how do you get out of that?
What are the two things?
One is you have a seichel. To reach God, how do you have reach God? You have seichel.
Okay.
But if you have seichel, you have intelligence. You have, but you're bogged down by anxiety about, I don't know, finishing the month. Okay. How are you going to become a spiritual person when you're consistently worried about whatever it is you're worried about? So he says, what's the answer to that? Okay, Avki Misgav Hashavach. I skipped a line, Morton line. Hamisgav lihinatzel misibata tradot hu habitachon. How do you save yourself from these and from this anxiety? You gotta have faith. You have to work on this. Okay. Alken.
But it's not faith that is gonna come to you. It's faith that you'll get what you're supposed to get.
Right, and therefore?
Therefore, you're wrong if you're upset about what you're getting. And you're wrong if it's what you're supposed to be getting. That what therefore did that one to be understood. It's like, you need to know what, you need to want to be happy with what you're supposed to get.
You know, we're talking about this. Remember, we're talking about da'aga. We talked about that in the context of tshuva, right? Worry. This anxiety is such an overarching, it's probably one of the most powerful negative forces that pulls on us. Because as opposed to real things that prevent us from actually doing things, worry prevents us from actually starting to do something and never even trying it in the first place.
That's why it's not stress. That's why it's worry. Because stress is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yes, it is.
The degree of stress is what gets you to do things. You know what I'm saying? You need a job to get done. You need a lot of stress. It's not always a bad thing.
Pressure or stress.
Okay. Afki nisgav ha-shevach shenema be'alfa beta.
Not concerned with anything too much.
Shekolel kol otiyot ha-Torah. So he says, what's the element of the aleph bet? The aleph bet is all the otiyot ha-Torah. Ubisgulat amiratan yirulav orot haTorah kedusha bikhalalam. So aleph bet represents the letters of the Torah, and the letters of the Torah represent the seichel. Okay, al kol zeh lo higi al chavetz ad shiagam kein shalem bebitachon. But it's not a Torah alone is not enough. The light of the Torah is not enough for a person to get to shleimut. Vabitachon asmo od lo yuilo ki im biyota yedei menuchat nafsho mishalem ladat et kono. The light of the Torah is not going to help you. It's not going to fulfill your spirituality unless you have menuchat hanefesh, a sense of tranquility, mishtalem, completeness, ladat et kono, to know your Creator, kol asher tuchal nafsho seid mi'orot ha-tarash tuchal la'achilem. Okay? So he says you need both. You need on the one hand the light of the Torah, the letters of Aleph Bet, and the sense of bitachon. Okay, and azu muvdach l'olam haba biyot po shnei elu. Because that's why you have olam haba when you have both. Shekone ayidei tehillah le'David ha'amor be'alpha beta. The tehillah le'David you get from the aleph bet. ויש בה פותח את ידיך, המאיר את הביטחון, ומסיר את התרדה שיכולה להיות משתלם, כפי השגת שכלו. Right? So you have element A of the Torah, and you have element B of פותח את ידיך, ומסביע לכל חי רצון. You open up, you give everything that we need. That's like the original translation. You give us everything we need. So what me worry? And therefore, if I'm not overwhelmed by this concern and this worry about what I'm going to need in this world, then I can sort of open myself up to knowing God in the fullest possible sense. I skipped a little bit. V'yalduti amarti. In my childhood I said, ki emunat chidush ha'olam moreh shevach sheyesh bo aleph bet. I said, why do you have the aleph bet? Because aleph bet is about creation. It's about briyat ha'olam. So God used the 22 letters of the world to create the world. So therefore, we declare, when we say, Asher Yisrael Bitecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. That's the Or HaTorah. But then I realized, that's what I said. So, like, that was the pshat that I used to give when I was a kid. Why? Because people who didn't believe it instill in us the sense of believing that the world was created. V'omnam, Yesh Minim Shemru Azav Hashem Et HaAretz. He says, but I then realized afterwards, there are some people that say, God created the world, right? But not there anymore. Okay, צריך שתלווה ואמונת החידוש, אמונת ההשכחה. Not enough אמונת החידוש that God created the world, it's אמונת ההשכחה. ואז יש שלם בדעות הרויות לאיש אמוני משלמי אמוני ישראל. Then a person can be complete, ויהיה מובטח לעולם הבא, and he'll be complete, מובטח לעולם הבא, ומורה פותח את ידיך על ההשכחה. So what's פותח את ידיך? It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashgiach. He continues to guide us. Continues to lead us. Okay? Questions? None. One second.
One could ask, why do you need this first part if you have the second part? If you believe, if you have this connection with Hashem, who you believe that He's in charge of everything.
It could be that it's like one building upon the other. You can't have one without the. You can't have B without A. I don't know. Good question. One second. Okay. Let's skip. That's okay. So those who were there, we saw two pshatim so far. We saw the Ein Yaakov, who divided it between Emuna that Hashem will give me tefillah for what I want. And the sense that broader, putting yourself in the hands of God. And Rav Kook said something similar, but he divided it between a sense of that God created the world, the Or HaTorah, as he called it, that God used the 22 letters of the Torah to create the world, and another sense of this bitachon that was lacking, that's necessary, in order to become a completely spiritual person. One could argue.
Nothing to do with physical sustenance.
What?
Nothing to do with.
No. Well. You get what you need. It does. Poter Yedecha does describe physical sustenance.
Also, what Rav Kook is saying, I mean, if you have, what is bitachon? Bitachon meaning that obviously, if you're starving and you feel like the only thing you can do is go out and pick fruit, otherwise you will be starving. Then you don't have bitachon, and then you need physical sustenance.
Okay. The question is, what do we do with this nun thing?
No, you shouldn't need the physical. You should have bitachon. You get money so that you don't, so you can have bitachon. You should have bitachon with whatever money. But it's not physical.
Physical is not the emphasis, but you need the physical to exist. Okay. It's not a fun spiritual world.
It's almost saying whatever you get.
Must be.
Yeah.
It must be as a providing.
That's okay. What you always understood it.
I'm going to stop here now and stop for a second. You always said, like when we're talking, we're going to now sort of switch gears in a second, because we're going to go to the nun thing in a minute. We're going to go to the, we always believe that we came to this land, partly because it's a big mitzvah, but partly because we believe, to whatever degree possible, that it's up to us to take a part in bringing the geula. Would anybody disagree with that statement? So you didn't come here at all to help in the Talich HaGula. So you don't believe in Shitzmich HaGula Tenu. Okay. I grant you that. Okay? Most religious Zionists would say, would argue, that if the building of the State of Israel is part of the process of the redemption, which I really hope it is, because if it's not, we're in big trouble. Okay? What?
Why does that mean we're in big trouble?
Here's my logic.
Oh, yeah.
If the building of the State of Israel is not part of the final redemption, then by definition, chas v'shalom, that would mean that the State of Israel would have to be destroyed before the establishment of the final Melech HaMashiach. Because otherwise, then the building of the State of Israel would be part of the final redemption. Meaning, if Mashiach comes on the shoulders of this state, then the building of the state was, by definition, part of the process of the redemption. Had to be. Right? The problem is, we'll see, and so that means that us moving here, us coming here, us building this state, us building this place, building this country, rejuvenation of the nation, the language, blah, 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 we believe that we have a role to play. Problem is, the sources we're going to see right now kind of say the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look. I'm going to quote a Zohar. Okay? Well, actually, you know what? Let's do it first. We'll do it first in the Maharal. Yeah, we're not going to do it. But... Tomorrow, so everybody asks the same question. First question, you know, like, this is what you do when you leave the Zagadat, as you have the questions, and each person, you can make a chart, right? I think we did one once. You make a chart, right? Question number one, like, why? What's so great about Ashrei? Question number two, why both together? Question number three, what's with the Nun thing? Okay? So, we answer the first question and the second question according to both Ein Yaakov and according to Rav Kook, and now we're going to tackle it according to the Maharal, and then see how does that relate to the Nun thing. Okay? He says the following. You just have to know about Maharal. He says things over and over again a lot. It's very, very repetitive. Okay? And then you have to, like, be patient until you get to the, where you get to, like, the mind-blowing stuff. So he's going to say a principle, say a rule, and then say it again. And then he's going to say it again and again, and hopefully it'll sink in. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Welcome to Judaism.
Maharal is, he can be tough. Okay. Harei yitbar lecha. Ke'ein pirud liYisrael min Hashem yitbarach klal. We are indistinguishable from Israel, from Hashem. Kasher tavin gam kein ze gam kein. Aval mitzad atzman shel Yisrael ein lahem koach klal ve'ein lahem ezer mitzad atzman. Yes, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as people. We're dependent upon God. But because we're totally dependent on God, what that means is we have no independent capabilities. We don't stand on our own. The only way we stand up is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
As a nation, not as
individuals. As a nation. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan. V'pnei ma lo ne'emar nun be'ashrei. Why is there no nun in Ashrei? Mipiyein v'esh yesh bo ma'palatan shel soneim shel Yisrael. Because it relates to the downfall of the Jewish people. Sh'ne'emar nafla v'lo tosif kum b'dula Yisrael. V'ma'arav ha'amrihachin is in the west. Nafla v'lo tosif nimpol kum b'dula Yisrael. The Gemara finishes. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak afilu hachit chazar da b'nisamcha b'ruach ha'kodesh t'chtiv someich Hashem v'kol ha'noflim. V'gam b'ma'amar, so what's going on in this nun thing and this someich Hashem? V'gam b'ma'amar zeh ba'u lomar ki ein Yisrael mitzad atzmam shum mitziut klal. We have no mitziut. Reality, existence, presence. Rak ha'mitziut she'esh tenem hu Hashem yitbarach. Our existence is the existence of God. She'noten mitziut lahem. V'chol mitziutam b'kiyumam Hu Hashem Yitbarach. Our existence is God. V'avka kol ha'nimtzim kiyum shalehem Hashem Yitbarach ha'mekayim et hakol hefresh yesh. But everything exists because God exists. Right? The French exist because God exists.
Even the French.
He says that there's a difference.
There must be exceptions.
Tikol ha'nimtzim ein lahem kiyum min Hashem Yitbarach mitzad amitat atzmam. Their existence from God is not from the aspect of the truth of them. God allows them to exist, but not because of the truth of their existence, not because that they are in truth, but rather because there is something missing in them. Aval Yisrael, but Bnei Yisrael, amitat atzmam yesh lo kiyum min Hashem yitbarach, Right? God allows the other nation, each nation of the world, there's something absent, there's something missing in them. So when God allows them to exist, He allows them to exist, but they're incomplete. But when the Jewish people exist, because the Jewish people and God are one and the same, when we exist in a complete sense. Totally esoteric, right? You have any idea what it means? Right. Correct. This is a hint in the name Yisrael. Ki Hashem, Shehu Baal, Etzem HaDavar, Mahuto. Medabak Bashem, Hu Shem El. Yisrael. Right? God is in our name. Medavazeh Be'eru Gamamar Hazeh. Shehu Yisbarach Ki Yum Yisrael. So what does it mean that we are Hashem Yisbarach? V'ene Pirush B'shul Shehu Katab Nafla B'nun V'lo K'tiv Nun B'ashrei. Says, who can, like, really? The word nafla is with a nun, so therefore, you know, if you couldn't find another word. She'ein zetam b'shuyosh l'katuv nafla b'nun l'yichtov nun b'ashrei. That doesn't make any sense. Right? So the word, so pick another word, like, no te chesed l'chol basar, no tein lechel l'chol basar. Pick a good nun. So why is the word nun, why is the letter nun not there? Ava b'shvil shemizmur ashrei hu gadol me'od. First of all, you gotta understand ashrei is a big deal. Now I gotta tell you, by the way, once you understand that Ashrei is such a big deal, then you'll understand why there's no Nun. As we'll explain in a minute. My time, I'm not gonna read the Gemara, you read the Gemara 3 times already, okay? Skip to the next paragraph. Bi'ur zeh. I'll explain to you what this all means. Ki ha-parnasa nikret chayim. Parnasa is called life. Sharei ha-parnasa, chayim shel ha-briyut. Okay, don't think of parnasa. Parnasa is sustenance. Parnasa is not your salary. Okay, parnasa is life. Your parnasa is what you need to live. So we call that today, you know, the line on the number on the tlush. For you Americans.
We call that maskoret.
What?
We call that maskoret.
Parnasa.
No, parnasa is the overall concept.
When we pray for parnasa, yeah. We think, what are we praying for? The number on the check. Right, but what are we really praying for? You're praying for life. Deep down. Right, which is really like, you know. By the way, I often find this quite comforting, actually, when you think about it. Like, when you're worried about, like, your parnasa, how am I going to finish the month, and whatever. Right? Do we really, most of us, thank God, we're not praying for food. But maximum, you know, okay, I'll have to, you know, change the way I do things, or whatever.
We have Johnny.
Yeah, seriously, we could just come here every night. Okay? He says, Parnasa is life. Shareya nikra ha-parnasa b'chol makom chayim. The word parnasa is interchangeable with the word life. K'dichtiv b'chei achicha imach. B'chei achicha imach. And your brother shall live with you, meaning what? Give him what to eat. V'ha-parnasa ba'am mimekor chayim. U'b'chibur gvorot Hashem, pei rashin, we explain over there, ki ha-parnasa od yoter gadol al ha-chayim shel ba'alei chayim. Parnasa is even more important. Okay, lefikach, therefore, call Hashem Shabbach Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shevach hazeh. If you praise God with your shevach, right? Sharei potech et yadech o masbiya lechol charetzon, hu davek b'chaim habaim mehashem yitbarach. He says, you think potech et yadech o masbiya lechol charetzon is about the bread or the crackers. It's not that. Potech et yadech o masbiya lechol charetzon means you give me life.
Son is life, the ability to have will.
Very good. One second, we'll get there. Very good. Ubezehu davak ba'olam hazeh asherim chayim be'emet. You're not asking for life in this world. You're potech et yadech ha-masbiya l'chol chai ratzon. You're asking for kol chai, I'm asking for life, for chayim ratzon. You give all living chai ratzon of your will, as we'll soon see. Ki ha'olam hazeh yesh lo chibur dveikut ba'olam haba mitzad ha'chayim. This world, the real life in this world, what's life in this world? Life in this world is only the part that keeps you connected to your spiritual sense. So then this world is really, you're half dead. Because you're struggling all the time to, like, you know, stuff your face so you can stay alive. Ki ha'olam haba sham chayim hagmurim. But in olam haba, that's life. That's complete life. Why? She'ein lehem mita klal. There's no death there. V'lo chayim gashmi'im. There's no physical life. Rak chayim nivdalim bilti gashmi. Ki ein chayim ba'olam hazeh rak la'amid chaguf agish gashmi. He says, we got it all backwards. You think we pray to God for sustenance, for parnasa. That's not the parnasa you want. The parnasa you want is real life. What's real life? Eternal life. True life. Umakshe. So the Gemara says, Imkein leima halel hagadol. Then say, why not say halel hagadol? See, because it says, notein lechel nuchol basar. Elim shum diba alfa beta. He says, no, because we have alfa beta. Perush. Shasheva chule hulech be'alfa 34. Alpha beta. It goes in alef beta and chabet otiot, which is the 22 letters. Ha'otiot heim hatchalat hatevot. The letters are the beginnings of the words. Ulefikach heim hatchalat ha'olam. Ubehem nivra ha'olam. It relates to, again, the creation of the world. Lekach elu chabet otiot, yesh lem ha'pshitut ha'gemura. It has the ultimate simplicity. The word, right, isn't simple. It's made up of the parts of the letters. But the letters are the most basic building blocks. The greatness of the letters refers to the idea of creation, because creation is built through the most simple building blocks. The Kaasher notain El Hashem. I'm in the second paragraph. See where I am? Everyone see where I am? Second paragraph? 34, second paragraph. The Kaasher Yid notain El Hashem Yidbarach Shevach. Shu Yidbarach notain Parnasah Shuhu Al Chayim El Hakol. And when we gave God praise that He gives life to everything, Davak B'Chayim Asher Hu Min Hashem Yidbarach B'Sha'amani. Then you cling to life, which comes from Hashem. The Kaasher Hashevach B'Alpha Beta. And when the praise is in the building blocks, the original building blocks of Aleph Bet, Magia Chaim Ara Chaim HaPashut HaBilti Gashmi. You know what it makes me think of? He says, so when you praise God, say you give me Parnasa, okay, that could be Parnasa in this world. He says, but when you do it with the Aleph Bet, you're not talking about life in this world, because that's like complex life. That's too hard. You're talking about the most simple life. What's the life, the simple life that's built through the letters? That's eternal life. That's the spiritual life. That's Olam Haba. Because it's what he let. Ki ela, you get the sense he's repetitive. Ki ela chabet otiot yeshem hapshitut hagamur. Ubishvil kach magia im arachiyut hapashut habilti gashmi. Ubaze zoch Olam Haba. Chay Olam Haba uchayot nidal pashut legamre. Therefore, what's Ashrei really talking about? Olam Haba. Olam, it's not talking about, you think it's talking about this world, I praise God. It's exact opposite of the, it's exact opposite of the Ein Yaakov, isn't it? He says, oh, you can pray for this, you can put your hand in God. You know, Maral says, yeah, no way, it's not any of that. It's all about this spiritual existence. That God is great, and I praise God through the Aleph Bet, and Potech et Adecha Masbir L'Chachai Ratzon is nothing about my salary or the bread, it's everything about you give the eternal life that I'm really looking for. Okay? So therefore, let's take a wild guess and say, Kol Misha Omer, if you say this prayer three times, Yesh no chelik olam haba, perfect. Why does it make sense?
Because that's what you want.
That's exactly what you're asking for. It's not just some like disconnected, well, if you have faith and you believe in Hashem, then there's olam haba. The person who prays for olam haba is guaranteed to get olam haba because that's what's really important to him. That's what he's praying for. Very brilliant. Okay. One second. Mi'ata. From here. Manji nizkar kam potech et yadech nesbiya l'chol chai ratzon. He says explicitly, that which you say, potech et yadecha, eino rotze lomar chayim gashmiim. That's not this world, this life. Ki ma sheshevach ulek keseder alfa beta amore ala pashtut lo yitachen shepirusho chayim gashmiim. Come on. We're alephbet here. We're talking about alephbet. We're talking about building blocks. We're talking about the most simple, the most straightforward, the most basic. You don't ask for, if you're talking about the most basic things, you're not asking for, you know, car payments, please. Rather, shaya chaya olam hazeh buvad rak hachayim hapshutim ki yesh dvekut l'chaya olam hazeh u'l'chaya olam haba. Therefore, you're clinging to chaya olam hazeh and chaya olam haba. Okay?
To the nun.
What?
The nefila. The nun.
We'll get to that. What in the world are you doing with the nun? You want to guess? Or you want to
It's not here.
What?
It's not here.
Nun is not
it's
there.
Not getting to olam haba.
Why nun? Okay, let's I'll tell you.
But,
very good.
But if the whole point is that if you say this, you don't, you're not going to fall. You're going to get a free ticket. You don't need them because it's not.
What's the nun?
Nun is.
Why is the nun? What's that? Explain it.
You don't make it up.
The nun is what you're waiting for to blow your mind. Hold on a second. Okay. Hooray! You have to read what he says. You have to read it inside. And when you praise God with this praise, you're clinging to life, real life, true life, not this foolish things, you know. Really, baseball? Who cares? What, does it really mean anything?
Matrix.
That's the building blocks. You know, by the way, it just reminds me of, when you read some of our Cook's stuff about the Nefesh, he says, Nefesh, Yisrael, v'Torah, v'Kutzah Brichu Chadu. And our Cook starts going on about the letters, that it's all interconnected with the letters. Like the Nefesh is built up of letters, and the Torah is built up of letters. That the letters of the alphabet are the building blocks of existence. Of us, of the world, of all of it. Okay? Therefore, the kach, two lines in the bottom at the right hand side. Ra'ui shiye ben olam haba. That, a person like that is gonna be a person of olam haba. Mitzad ha-dveikut sheyesh b'chayim shalo b'chayi olam haba. Because you're clinging to this chayi olam haba. V'haven and understand. This is something we alluded to before. Ki kan ne'emar potech et yadecha u'masbi'a l'chol chay ratzon. It says, potech et yadecha u'masbi'a l'chol chay ratzon. U'b'makom acher k'tiv noten lechem l'chol basar ki le'olam chasto.
Oh, that's what I'm
on. There it says, no, interesting.
That's gashmi.
No, that's gashmi. Ki ha'lechem v'ha'basar gashmiim. Ve'ein ha'ratzon gashmi. Potech et yadecha u'masbi'a l'chol chay ratzon. I want ratzon. What's ratzon? You give me ratzon. What's ratzon? What is that? That's not something physical. Masbia, if the ratzon is the object, that's what you give me, then we're not talking about salary. We're talking about something much greater. V'havein zeh, I love when he says this. Ki hu amok ma'od ma'od. It's not just deep. It's not very deep. It's very, very deep. It's like, okay. Right. Okay. The Ka'amar, and he says, why do you have to say three times? I'm going to skip because I'm running out of time, right? Okay. Why do you say three times? Because there are three worlds you have to traverse. Why? How many times do we say Kadosh? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Why three Kadosh? You're jumping up in different worlds in order to get to the Olam of Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Kadish Bishmei Meroma, Kadish Ala Ara, Kadish Elolam Elomei Amaya. What this means, I can't tell you. Okay? Three Ma'alot, etc., etc.
The translation.
What?
The translation of this
verse. Oh, there's an, it's an Aramaic. It's in Baal Tzion. Okay. Ka'amar, it says, Shelekach lo nema nun ba'ashrei. Why is there a no nun? Okay? Why no nun? Why skip the nun? Who cares about it? Because that's Ma'palatan Shalisa, the downfall of Israel. He says, I'll tell you. Biyu in India. What?
Taiva.
Hold on. Kol eot eot be'alpha beta, ein lehem nefila chutz min ha-nun. No other letter falls down other than the nun. By the way, isn't this fascinating? The nun, the shape of the nun, he didn't say this. The shape of the nun is just a line. There's nothing to stand on.
Nun sefit.
Nun sefit, right. Batam hu, reason is, kasher tasim ot yot mem nun tadi pecha besof alpha beta, you gimel otiyot ifnehem, but you gimel otiyot acharehem. You have 13 before, 13 after. Tia ot nun ot yud dalid omeid beemta. So that means 13. You have altogether. If you put four more letters, how many letters are there? 22. That means there's 27 letters.
Including
the nun, right? If you take the sofit letters, so you add the sofit letters.
13 and 13.
That means that 13 and 13. Which one is in the middle?
No, the regular nun.
Regular nun is in the middle.
Unless nun is the 13 and 14.
There's more. He's going to give you more.
Sure, you know that a law book that talks about the code of the tefillah.
Tia od nun od yud dalet omei be'emza. The nun is the 14th. V'yadua, it's known. Ki kol davar shu omei be'emza omei be'atzmo. It has no nun. Has no stuff, the one that's in the middle, forget the nun sofit, because when you add the ones at the end, it's alone. Right? Because you have one, each one has a pair. The first has a 26th, the second has a 25th, the 27th, whatever it is. Number 14, he has nobody else. Okay? V'ein lo samech. Smach. He has nothing to connect it to. Ki ein lo chibor, lo yamin lo v'smach. If you look at the gematria, right? Let's say take the tens, okay? I'm just going to say it outside. So you have, what's it, Yud has Tzadi. Ending in the number 10. So Yud has Tzadi.
That's Kuf.
What?
Kuf.
Kuf, the Kuf is in the hundreds already.
Oh, okay.
Yud has Tzadi. Chaf has Pei. I have to now do my, like...
Nun is 50, so
Nun is 50, right? Ayin has Lamed, Mem has Sama. Nun is 50. Okay, he says, get this. He said, well, that's nothing new. And you look at the ones, right? The ones also have a letter that spins by itself, which is?
Hey.
Hey. Take the hey and the nun. What do you get?
No.
No, hey and nun.
Hen.
Hen. What do we say about hen? Hen am... Levadad Yishkon. When you take the hey and the nun, those are the symbols that the Jewish people stand alone. What did we say before? When you stand alone, you stand with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's great, but he's with you. When he's not with you, there's nothing else. You don't have a partner. You have nothing else to prop you up.
It's also what the it's not exactly true, it's confusing, but the middle letter of the Torah is nun. The Gachon in Vayikra.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the one where the Gemara says that Gemara in Kedusha where they start counting up the letters? That's the nun is the middle letter?
Yeah.
Mm. Awesome. The nun, he says, that fits perfectly. The nun, he says, nun is Yisrael. Yisrael stands alone. And that's why nun was not in Ashrei. Because if we're talking about spiritual, ultimate spirituality, you don't include the nun of fallen. Nafla below, you know, you couldn't get up again. And he says you don't include it. Now the Maral ends up, we have to go to stop, right? You have to stop?
Okay.
I gotta hit Mara too. I really need Mara also. Oh yeah. The morale ends up with on a rather depressing note, I must say. One second. Skip to page 36. Sadly, 35 and 34 are the same. I didn't realize I copied it twice. 36. Is that time Ma'od Barur? See where I'm 36? Is that time Ma'od Barur? Ala Richa Tagalut. He says, this is why his gullet is so long. Ki echa shalamashi yagula tamid muchal natek el apoal. Ki Hashem yitbarach siba al ze, ve'en kan siba acheret el ha-geula, rak v'Hashem yitbarach. He says, if you can bring about the geula from another reason, some other cause, some other force, then no problem. Then galus is not going to be so long. But if it's nun, the B'nai Yisrael by themselves, and we don't stand with anybody else, and we're totally alone, and the only way is only through Hashem, then you're stuck, and you gotta wait. Lekachu rachok me'olam ha-tiv'i. Nothing in this natural world can bring about the geula. Rak Hashem me'ino nimsa kol kach tamin kemo devar shu karov al ha-tava. It's not something that's natural. Ki ha-geula achrona bifrat. Hasiba el zeh hu Hashem yitbarach bilvad. God is the only cause, the only force of geula. Ulufikach gam kein ma'alat geula yoteh oyuna b'chol davar. And therefore, Geula is very far away. He says, how come we're waiting so long? We're waiting so long because we're waiting for God. It's only in the hands of God. It's nothing in the natural world to bring about the Geula. When you read this, you know, I'm not gonna skip. It's very important. When you read this, now go back. I'm gonna read to you the end of the Ein Yaakov. Look at the end of Ein Yaakov, which appears on page 30. One of these pages. Look at page 33 at the top. Look at the 33 at the top. Page 33. This is a kotev. He goes back into the nun himself. And then the Ein Yaakov says something very similar. See page 33? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
See, read the bold in the first column says Viraiti. Right here. Viraiti. He's going to quote you. I can't translate every word. Because it's all in Aramaic. Right? So there's a couple words I don't know. Viraiti b'sefer ha-zohar b'parashat v'yikra. V'zeh l'shono. Okay. Tavchav, think Tavchacham, I don't know. B'chol inun galvata de gali Yisrael, v'kulhu have zimna v'kitza. All the years of the galut of Israel had a zman and a ketz, a time and an end. U'b'kulhu have Yisrael chayivin la'kadosh baruch hu. And all of them, Bnei Zohar were chayiv Hashem. U'b'tulat Yisrael hava tavat la'atra be'ahu zimna de gazar ala. And the Betulat Yisrael would return, Kum Betulat Yisrael, they would return at the appropriate time. The Hashta, but now, Begaluta da Batra'a, in this final Galut, Lav Hachi, it is not the same. Tehaihi Lo ituta v'hachikizimnin ucharin. The Betulat Yisrael will not return like the last times. V'haikra uchach, and this, the Torah, the Pasuk will prove it, tichtiv, nafla v'lo tosif kum Betulat Yisrael. Nafsa afla v'lo osif l'akimah Betulat Yisrael lo ktiv. Okay, it doesn't say v'lo osif l'akimah. It says v'lo osif kum. Betulat Yisrael will not come back on its own. Rather, God will bring back Betulat Yisrael. Okay, he says, Lemalka de Ragas, he says, there's an allusion, I'll give you an allegory. Lemalka de Ragas amatrunita. The allegory is to a king that got angry at the princess. Ve'ashdila mehechala. Lezimna yidia. He kicked her out for a set time. Karhava mate auzimna, miyad matrunita, ve'alat ve'tavat ve'kamei malka. Right, every time she got kicked out, he said, when the time was up, she would come back. Ve'chein zimnachana ve'train ve'tlata. It happened again and again. This mana batraita, the last time, itrachit mehechala de malka, v'ashdi la malka lezimna rechika. He sent her out for a very long time. Amar hazimna lav hi kishar zimnin, tehi teiti kamai. I don't want her to come back like the last times. Ela ana ezil imkol b'nehichali, v'et va'ala. Kanmata lagame havi shchiva la'avitse, meaning, he says, I will go out to her. Like, these, it's so interesting because, like, Ibn Ma'arava, there's a machloket in the Gemara of Kum Betulat Yisrael, or Kum, now, Lotosif Kum Betulat Yisrael, or Lotosif Kum Betulat Yisrael. According to the Babylonian version, not the Western version, according to the Babylonian version, it's a very depressing impression. And it's repeated by the Maharal, and it's definitely found in the Zohar. The third Ju'ula will not take place until God decides nothing will happen. We have no say in this whatsoever. But, according to the Shita of the Ma'arava, Nafla v'lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael, it's exactly the opposite. But that also reflects a very deep ingrained machloket among Jews today. Right? There's, you know, it used to be that the Babylonian approach was the dominant approach. Over time, the approach of Eretz Yisrael has taken precedent. And now, more or less, only crazy people think that the first opinion is not an opinion. You understand what I'm saying? It used to be everybody agreed, and you want to build Israel, you're a kofer. Now, everyone agrees we have to build Eretz Yisrael. You don't believe in building Eretz Yisrael? You're crazy and a contradictory cartonic. But understand that these two elements that appeared, and that the idea of that, we should have no say, and no role whatsoever, and we can't have any role in bringing a third Geula, because it's only spiritual. That's an idea that's clearly found in the Zohar, also found in the Maharal. It says the Maharal, don't even bother trying. Why is it taking so long? It's in God's hands. It's really not up to us. Stop here.